Thank you, please. You're going to have to do this again next Monday, so please have a seat. Thank you.
Governor Haslam, you're recognized.
Thank you. As I said, you're going to have to do this again next Monday, so don't use up all your energy. Lieutenant Governor Ramsey, Speaker Harwell, and members of the Tennessee General Assembly, let me begin by thanking you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Calling a special session, which I've never done before, is not something that I take lightly. But there's no subject that is more important to us than addressing the critical condition of health care. Issues surrounding health care are complex, and the politics can seem difficult. But there are few challenges that face our state that are as great as those presented by a broken health care system. I just don't believe that we can sit back and do nothing. It might be worth it to remind ourselves how we got here. In 2010, Congress passed the Affordable Care Act. It was a massive piece of legislation that was passed on a purely partisan basis. It was controversial then, and 5 years later, it is still controversial. Then in June of 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a question about the legality of the Affordable Care Act. In a somewhat surprising ruling, they determined that the Affordable Care Act was constitutional, but that the federal government could not force states to expand their Medicaid programs. Every state was left to decide on its own whether or not to cover the newly eligible population. While some states immediately said yes, others quickly said no. In Tennessee, we took time to evaluate our options to find the right answer for our state. In March of 2013, almost 2 years ago, I came to this chamber to tell you that Tennessee would not expand our Medicaid program. Expanding a broken program didn't make sense then, and it doesn't make sense now. But I also didn't think that flat out saying no to accepting federal dollars that Tennesseans are paying for, that are going to other states, and that could cover more Tennesseans who truly need our help, I didn't think that made sense either. So we started to work to find a third way, a Tennessee plan, a plan that would leverage those federal dollars to really begin the work of fixing what is wrong with our healthcare system, to better align the incentives for providers and consumers. Now, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, I think everyone agrees that our current system of healthcare does not work. It doesn't work in two ways, access or cost. First, too many of our citizens don't have access to medical care that really need it. Secondly, everyone should realize that we have to do something to address the out-of-control healthcare costs. My problem with Obamacare is that they took on one of those issues, providing more access to healthcare for folks without insurance coverage, but they did nothing to address the issues around the cost for healthcare. That was wrong then, and it's wrong now. In Tennessee, we want to do something to address that, to have a plan that leverages those federal dollars to really begin the work of fixing what's wrong with our healthcare system, to better align the incentives for providers and consumers, to move away from a fee-for-service, completely volume-driven approach to an outcomes, value-based approach for our providers. And we saw an opportunity for more Tennesseans to be covered in a way that made them active participants in their health with skin in the game and reward them for healthy choices. After nearly 2 years of hard work, we have a Tennessee-specific plan that addresses health outcomes and cost. This is not Obamacare. If it was, it wouldn't have taken us this long to negotiate, and I could have saved a lot of trips to Washington and a whole lot of phone calls. We've done just what you asked us to do 2 years ago and what we said we would do. We found a unique Tennessee solution. Here's how it works. Ensure Tennessee is a 2-year pilot program that will not create any new taxes for Tennesseans and will not add any state cost to the budget. Once the 100% federal match is lowered to its eventual 90%, the Tennessee Hospital Association has committed that the industry will cover any additional cost to the state. The program will automatically terminate in the event that either federal funding or support from the hospital changes in any way. The plan will provide two options of health care that are not currently provided in a traditional Medicaid plan. The first is called the volunteer plan. It will provide a voucher to participants that they can use to take part in their employer's health insurance plan. The voucher will be used to pay for premiums and other out-of-pocket expenses that are associated with private market plans. The second is called the Healthy Incentives Plan. Participants in that plan could choose to receive coverage through a new program of TennCare, which would introduce healthy incentives for Tennesseans, or HIT accounts, which are modeled after health reimbursement accounts, and could be used to pay for a portion of the required cost sharing. Ensure Tennessee introduces personal responsibility and patient engagement through choice, incentives, and co-pays in a way that does not happen with Medicaid. I want you to know how much I appreciate all of you who are digging into this issue. I know there are a lot of honest questions, and I've been impressed with how many of you are really trying to find the right answer for you, your district, and our state. Many of you are concerned about what might happen if the federal government changes the rules, or what might happen if the hospitals change their mind about the assessment fee, or if after 2 years we decide that this is not right for Tennessee. In any of those events, we have the clear authority to end the program. There's a Supreme Court ruling, an Attorney General's opinion, and a letter from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Many of you have asked, well, but will we really want to cut people from the rolls? After all, Tennessee has been down that road before, and many of you were here 10 years ago when we went through the painful experience of doing just that. Well, I've thought about that long and hard, and I intentionally set the program up as a 2-year pilot so that if that decision has to be made, it would be made in a time while I am still the governor instead of passing it on to my successor. But the way I would answer that question is this. Imagine it's your loved one that's in need of health care. Imagine it's your loved one that needs it but has no way to pay for it. He or she is like a man that we heard about in Jackson 2 weeks ago. He was a carpenter who suffered from hypertension. He didn't have insurance, so he didn't have a primary care physician, and he had to use the emergency room when something went wrong. Because his hypertension wasn't managed through preventative and regular care, he ended up having a stroke. That landed him in the hospital, followed by rehabilitation, and today he is unable to work. He was a hardworking Tennessean that wasn't able to get the care he needed on the front end, and that has real consequences for him and for his family. It also means added cost for all the rest of us. Having a stroke wasn't only devastating to him and his family, it could have been prevented, and not preventing it is costly to all of us. It's about getting the right care in the right place at the right time. If you gave your loved one an option, you can have health coverage now to address your very real needs, and with that, the possibility that you might lose that in the future, or you could never have it. Which one would you choose for your loved one? If you think about that, I think the answer is simple. Some have said that, well, this is about bringing Obamacare to Tennessee. It's not. Tennesseans are already paying increased taxes due to Obamacare. And there are 150,000 people today in this state receiving health care subsidies from Obamacare. And guess what? On average, those people are making up to 3 times more than the Tennesseans that would be covered through Insure Tennessee. That's Obamacare, but that's not what we're talking about. This is a chance to make a real difference in health care. Finally, I know that many of you share my concern about our state becoming even more reliant on a federal government that is deeply in debt. I think all of you know my view on budgets. Next week, I will be presenting to you my 5th budget as the governor of the state of Tennessee. And we have a track record of being able to make the hard decisions. In Tennessee, we have a record of fiscal responsibility that is second to none. And I would never do anything to endanger that financial strength that so many have worked so hard to build. On the federal government side, I would not do this if I didn't honestly believe that our efforts will ultimately have a real impact on controlling health care costs in our country. Our country is not going to fix the challenges around the debt or the national or the deficit until we solve the health care cost crisis. We should all be upset that Congress and the President passed a plan that did not do that when they had the chance. But we do have the chance, and that's why I'm recommending this plan. You know, every year in February, the nation's governors assemble in Washington for the National Governors Association meeting. And by tradition, regardless of who the president is, Republican or Democrat, on Sunday night, the president asks all the governors and their spouses to the White House for a really nice formal dinner. And then Monday, the president asks everyone back, or asks the governors back, for a business meeting with the president, the vice president, the cabinet, and all the governors from all the states. During that time, the way it works is for about 30 minutes, he asks the media to come in and he gives an address to the governors. And then after 30 minutes, he asks the media to leave. And then what ensues is a very candid, honest back and forth between the governors and the president. Every year since I've been going there, the Republican governors have used that chance to say, when it came to the question and answer session, to say, Mr. President, why don't you block grant Medicaid to us? And every year, the president has had a reason why he wouldn't do that. Until last year, when a Republican governor said, Mr. President, why don't you block grant Medicaid to us? I guess in a moment of true candor, he looked at the governor and said, because I don't trust you to take care of the least of these. Now, if you're a Republican, I'll give you a second to let your blood pressure go back down like it took mine. As things would so happen, I happened to be next. And so I said, Mr. President, with all due respect, I know a lot of these men and women, and I know that they ran, one of the reasons that they ran was like one of the reasons that I ran, is so that we can help take care of the least of these. I think it's one of our most solemn obligations in government. But Mr. President, we're also concerned about our children and grandchildren, the debt that we're passing on to them in a way that doesn't seem fair. Well, I've thought about that conversation a lot since then, and I've realized that it's not just the president that thinks that. As a Republican elected leader, I feel like we owe the country answers as to what we would do about health care. For too long, we've said what we don't like, mainly Obamacare. Well, this is a chance to show what we would do. We talk frequently about wishing Washington would just block grant Medicaid to us. I still wish that they would do that. And if they did do it, we would come up with a plan that looks a lot like this. Admittedly, it would go further and take more steps, but it would look a lot like this. I think this is also an issue about who we are as Tennesseans. My faith doesn't allow me to walk on the other side of the road and ignore a need that can be met, particularly in this case when the need is Tennesseans who have life-threatening situations without access to medical care, particularly when the need can be met, like this one can, without cost to our state, with money that our state is currently being taxed for, and with a plan that can help answer one of our nation's biggest issues. I know and fully appreciate that for many, the easiest thing to do is to say, this is Obamacare and I want nothing to do with it. But I would ask all of you to look past the easy political argument and do what Tennesseans have always done. Come up with an answer, come up with a plan that addresses Tennesseans' needs and do it in a fiscally responsible way. Like you, I didn't come to state government just to make a point. I came to make a difference. We have a chance to make a difference that will improve the lives of hundreds of thousands of Tennesseans, and at the same time to begin attacking the out-of-control health care costs that have driven our state and our country for too long. 2 years ago, the General Assembly made two requests of us. First, they said, come back to us with a Tennessee-specific plan that meets our people's needs and does it in a way that doesn't hurt our state fiscally or hurt our nation fiscally. And the second thing you asked is, bring this back so that we have a chance to vote on it. We have done both of those things. I ask you to take this opportunity to dig in to what is one of our nation's most critical issues and one of our state's most critical issues that's not going away. We can't sit back and do nothing. I ask you to work with me on behalf of our citizens of all types to ensure Tennessee. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I appreciate your service, and I stand ready at any time during the coming week to help you in any way or to answer any question that I can. Thank you again for serving our state.